A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Healthy Mind Matters, where we discuss the important community issues of stronger mental health, emotional wellness, and the growing problem of addiction. Healthy Mind Matters is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health. Here's our host, Maria Chaleos, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. Today we are talking about new hope and suicide prevention efforts that are underway in our universities. With me today, Christy Jones. She's the community health area manager for Intermountain Healthcare. Myland Palmer, who's the program director in the Bachelor's in Public Health program at Weber State University, and Diana Abel, who's the executive director of counseling, health, and wellness at Weber State University. Let's talk for a minute about the resources that are available both to students and their parents when it comes to what we've been talking about, suicide prevention. Diana, maybe you could start out here and just talk about some of the things that you want parents and students to know about that are available to them if they are facing anxiety, stress, depression, these sorts of things.
Yeah, I think one of the best things that parents who are getting ready to send students to college or even students in high school is to know what to look for, know what the symptoms of depression and anxiety in particular are. Pay attention to how well your student is sleeping. Have their eating patterns changed? Are they going to class? Really basic stuff that we can teach parents what to be aware of. And then I think they need to be aware of what the resources are at the university that their son or daughter are going to. Most universities have a counseling center. Sometimes students need a little bit of a nudge to help them utilize those services. I would strongly recommend that every parent keep their child on their insurance for as long as they can, because I've been really clear that university counseling centers cannot help every student who needs help. And for those students who have insurance and have mental health coverage on their insurance, often we need to refer them out into the community to a place like McKady Hospital to get more ongoing care. And if they have insurance, that smooths that process out a lot.
Right. I'm wondering, Myland, when you talk to your students, are their parents aware that they are? I mean, often students go away to college. Are their parents even aware that their student is struggling?
I think sometimes no. I think especially if they're not living at home. When students are not at home, parents are less in a less obvious position to observe them on a daily basis. They might have a quick phone call or a Skype call or email, but they don't see them. They don't see their demeanor. They don't see their interactions. And I think at that point, it's important for parents to really ask the tough questions. Are you doing okay? And take the time to listen and kind of listen to those nonverbal cues, even if it's just silence on the phone, a pause, and then ask the more difficult questions. What can I do for you? Or, you know, can we get you to some services? Do you need some additional help? I think at Weber State University, we also have a different population than a traditional university. Our population at Weber State is pretty non-traditional. We have students, most of the students in my courses are already working full-time. Many of them have kids of their own, so they don't have parents to really watch over them or be that advocate for them. They have to be their own advocate. And then the other population of students is the online students. So all of my programs that I teach on campus, I also teach online. And the online student is a little more difficult to interact with or a little more difficult to keep an eye on.
I'm wondering how that changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah,
of stress and anxiety. And
it's a little difficult, and it really takes the communication with the student. And professors reaching out and trying to get to know the students in an online environment. And one of the things that Weber State has done is the therapy assistance online, or TAO. And I've had the opportunity to identify a student online that needed some resources, and it was great to be able to refer them to that service. And Diana, you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, TAO, or Therapy Assistance Online, is a program that we purchased so that we could make it available to all of our students. And so any student with a mail.weber.edu address can access TAO 24/7 from our website. And is it a substitute for psychotherapy? No. What it provides is a whole host of therapeutic exercises and information, or what we would call psychoeducation, psychological education, to help students help themselves. So students can register for a TAO account for free, and then that opens them up to, I think, 9 pathways. A pathway related to anxiety, one related to depression, improving your interpersonal relationships, dealing with chronic pain, dealing with alcohol or substance use, that sort of thing. And then within each pathway, there are a whole bunch of modules that students can go into and work through with all of the things that are interesting and attractive to students, videos and personal stories and, you know, things that are colorful and easy to look at and in very brief chunks. So students can go in and take a look and say, you know what, I really ought to be paying attention to the way I talk to myself in my head. That's not helping my mood any. This exercise is going to help me work through that, which are some of the things we would be doing. Lots of people would be doing in psychotherapy anyway. It's just something they can access on their own, even if they're waiting a while for an appointment or they just choose not to go to therapy. They can do that. And right now we have more than 430 students at Weber State that have registered for TAO accounts. So students are using it.
Christy, Weber State has been very proactive, obviously, in getting their program started with New Hope and QPR. How are you hoping other universities can learn from this?
You know, unfortunately, sometimes it does take a crisis or a loss before changes happen. But I think that this is a model that other universities can follow. And I feel like I've seen it in several of our universities in Utah, that they have a passion and a compassion for their students and that they want to help them. And so for other universities, I think it's just perhaps something that they could look at and say, you know what, we could try this. We could train all of our faculty in QPR. We could train all of our resident assistants or our Greek club leaderships, you know, in QPR. And so it might open the door for some thought processes to other universities of how could we look at what's happening at Weber State and model it with us. And one thing that I want to mention too is that every university in the state partners with the Safe UT program. And the Safe UT program is an app that can be downloaded on anyone's phone. And so students, parents, faculty, anybody can use the Safe UT app. And they can put a tip in to the Safe Utah app, including high school, junior high, whatever. You can put a tip in that app. And then if the student is at a university, that tip will go to the professionals at the university that have been designated to receive those tips. If they're in a high school or junior high, it will go to their school. And that way, those professionals can act on the tip and bring that student in and reach out to figure out what's going on, how can we help you.
All right, we need to take a break. And we'll be right back on Healthy Mind Matters.